Yes. All right. So the lady's like, read the letters from right to left. And I go left to right. And the lady's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, let's do this again. I'm like, okay. Stick my head in the thing.
The big goggles, yeah.
The big goggles. And she's like, all right, fucking read it right to left. And I go left to right again as fast as I can, probably not getting any of the letters right. And the lady's like, whatever. And then we just move on.
Dude, that's DMV for you, man.
It was awesome.
Dude. Oh, my God. So, like, okay. So, I have a story about that, too, getting, like, eye exam.
Yeah. I see your volume, but I can't hear you in the...
You can't hear me.
No.
Uh-oh. I hear me.
You hear you? I don't hear my... Maybe I'm not plugged in. I hear me.
Oh, no. Technical difficulties. You plugged in? Yeah, I'm plugged in. What about the one on the headset? You feel me? How about now?
Oh, yeah,
now. Oh, interesting.
Oh, my ass.
No, not the new equipment.
Not shit.
I know, dude. Anyway, so, like, so going back to eye exams, and
hello.
So back in elementary school, you know, yeah, you got the mandatory, like, every 2 or 3 years.
Oh, dude,
like
I failed that shit all the time.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, though, when I was younger, I had perfect vision.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, I was like, what would happen
mm-hmm.
if I got them wrong?
Yeah.
So, that's what I did. I got them wrong on purpose. And
you're like 100% wrong. Like you didn't like
80% wrong.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got a couple. Right. You know,
yeah.
It's like,
throw them off. Yeah.
MPV. Right. And they're like, it doesn't even look like a V. I'm like, oh, I'm just,
that's what I see, bro.
Yeah. And like, dude, oh my God, it was so funny. So like, apparently the nurse, like, told the principal, and then the principal called my mom, and you're like, yo, he's got serious fucking vision problems. Like, is he everything at home? My mom's like, what the fuck? What do you mean? And they're like, I don't know. I don't remember any of that, but I remember, like, sweating. I was like, oh, shit, this got real.
Mom, I was joking.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I don't even think I told her. I don't know what the fuck happened. But, like, I just...
I don't know, Mom. It was weird.
I don't know. Yeah, I just started going to school like normal, like, yeah, after that, you know? So
yeah,
like,
they don't do anything. Yeah, because I remember being in, like... They did that all the way up in high school for me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in high school, like, first day of school, shit. It's like, all right, time to do your eye exam. And, like, I had glasses, but, like, I just never wore them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd go up to the thing and be like, you know, like... RSTV Batman sign, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, you need glasses. And I'm like, cool, dude. Don't tell me some shit I already know.
Been knowing.
Yeah.
Oh. That's funny.
Yep. So.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, like, dumb shit that kids do, do you remember that one that was, like, circulating on Tumblr?
Which one?
For a while, it was like the kid was allergic to peanuts and peanut butter. And, like, everyone at lunch, like, always had, like a yeah, Reese's cup.
Yep.
Yep. It's like, yep, fuck it. I don't care. I need to know.
I need to live.
Yeah, fucking ate a peanut Reese's peanut butter cup, and then he was like, enjoyed it, immediately stabbed himself with an EpiPen and went straight to the nurse's office.
That's hardcore. I remember being in high school, the school nurse would come by and be like, if you have an EpiPen, you're not supposed to have it. You're supposed to, like, the nurse can only have EpiPens or something like that, right?
But, like, why?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe
you can't get high off of it.
I guess I don't know. Some kid might stab someone with the EpiPen.
Dude, the needle's like,
I don't know, dude.
Like, is it like a sick looking needle or is no, it just like a little thingy, right?
I think it's like a syringe needle. I don't know.
That's pretty long though. If it's a syringe needle, but like if it's like the little like
I don't know, dude.
You know what I mean? Like a little insulin needle.
Yeah, I have no idea. But like, I mean, if you're not going into shock and you stab someone with like, you know, an EpiPen, that's pure adrenaline. That's going to fuck them up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, that's why.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's probably why, so you don't have kids, you know, stabbing each other and fucking up their bodies with epinephrine.
Yeah, epinephrine. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. This needle does not look serious at all. It's like a little, like, 1 inch.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, like that syringe needle, I'd be like, punch. Oh.
Wait, what?
I said, but man, that thing packs a fucking punch.
Yeah, it's like getting kicked by a horse.
I wonder what, like, how fucking intense you're feeling everything, and then, like, you know, you go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, at what point does your heart is like, nope.
Yeah, like, how, yeah, you know? You're like, I sense it all, and your heart's like, yeah, we can't keep doing this. And then just...
I mean, it's pure adrenaline, yeah. But, like, would it really fuck you up? I thought it's just supposed to wake up your body enough so you don't die.
Yeah, with adrenaline.
Yeah.
But like, if your body's not going into shock and you just have all that adrenaline pumping in you, that can't be good.
I don't know. We'll
ask our resident. To the internet.
We'll ask our resident nurse.
Yeah. Nurse Google, what happens? Oh, yeah, ask our resident nurse.
Hey, baby, what happens if I inject myself with pure adrenaline?
And he's not going into shock.
And I'm not going into shock.
You go into cardiac arrest, right? Your heart gets out, yeah.
Oh, so I'll die. Can I CPR myself?
You're out.
For the people at home, I'm trying to break my own rib cage with the...
So, like, that's what doesn't make sense to me. So, like, your body's in a shock, so it's already in, like, stress, right?
Yeah. I think...
But then adding more stress is going to be, like, okay.
So, I think when you're... What? Oh, she's the nurse, so...
I'm just trying to wrap my, you know... Right.
Well, let the guy who failed nursing classes twice fumble through this. What I think happens is when you're going into allergic shock, your fucking, like, lungs, constricting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that epinephrine gets in your system, and your body's just like, it's fucking go time. I got to get more air in me. I got to do all this. So it kind of, like, counteracts.
So you're forcing your body to, like, function properly by counteracting the inflammation and all that.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
See, that makes sense. Why
can't you this nursing shit easy, bro.
Is it easy? So easy.
So easy.
Would you like your own microphone?
It's plugged in. You just got
to plugged in.
Talk into it. I learned to work the sex.
Dude, I don't think I can drink, like, Coke anymore, man.
No?
Dr. P all the way now.
It's got 23 flavors, bro. Okay, so.
What are the flavors? Was it... It's like Sprite mixed with barbecue sauce, somebody said. Oh, dude, I've got Doritos flavored Lay's upstairs.
Really?
Yeah, they sell it at Costco. It's the Cool Ranch. It's not the good Doritos.
You don't think Cool Ranch is the good one?
I like the spicy the nacho Nachos. Cheese one.
Yeah,
but it's got to be a spicy one. Just nacho cheese doesn't do it enough for me.
Lay's flavored Ranch.
It's Doritos flavored. Lay's chips.
What did I say? Ranch?
No, you said Lay's flavored Doritos.
Oh. Oh, that'd be funny.
So it's the Lay's flavored chip, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's got the Cool Ranch
on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine a Dorito that just tastes like a potato chip? Just a fucking
square.
Just
like a tortilla chip.
No, it's just a square potato chip, but it's thick like a Dorito.
What the fuck?
I know, I'm blowing your mind, right?
No, I don't think it would work. That's too much potato, my guy.
I'm just saying. What if?
What if?
Marvel, write this down.
Oh, my God.
You see that bullshit they're doing with the what ifs?
Yeah.
What if Thor was actually left-handed? Who gives a fuck? You know?
I saw like a 20-second snippet of Peggy being
Captain
Britain UK.
Oi, bruv, it's me, Captain England.
Major Boston Tea Party.
A bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but
oi,
like,
bruv.
So in that
let go me shield.
Oh my God! So like in that same segment, right?
Yeah,
I see like Peggy. What's her name? Carter.
Yeah,
I don't know. Peggy is the new Captain America.
Peggy,
whatever.
And what if Captain America was Hank Hill? Peggy, boy, I'll tell you what.
This shield ain't no clean burning propane fire. I tell you what,
Thanos needs his ass kicked. Boy, I tell you what.
I'll go and talk to him. I'll tell them firmly yet politely to leave.
That Tony Stark, that boy ain't right.
Dude, okay, so
sorry, going back to what you were saying.
Going back to what I was saying. Oh, is there a mosquito in the house? I feel like I'm getting bit. I feel like I just got bit on the knuckle of my arm. Anyways, so Iron Man flies in, but it's Steve Rogers.
Yeah,
he's like
in the fucking like Iron Giant.
Like Mach 1 or whatever. Mark 1.
Mark 1. Marker.
Like his original suit, basically.
Yeah. But I thought it looked bigger. but I could
it was a little bigger. Yeah, it was bigger for sure.
Like the Iron Giant.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it wasn't Iron Giant size, though.
Oh, okay.
It was like the beefy, just
beefy.
The cave version on steroids, and if the U.S. military made it in World War II.
So, like, made in Trenton, Ohio?
Yeah, type of, yeah, exactly, you know.
Trenton makes, it's just clean,
it wasn't,
world
like, garbage
takes.
Thrown together?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's pure Rutherford Steel company.
It's like, oh, my
Not
God.
Not Rutherford. Who's the billionaire tycoon?
Jeff Bezos?
No, before Bezos. Rockefeller, damn. Rockefeller Steel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Anyway, I said Rutherford, and he was a scientist. Just want to get for the record. Yeah. So, yeah, that's right. So Steve's in the fucking Mach 1.
Yeah, it's just like, it's all over the place. Like, I don't understand. Like, I get it, but I feel like they're really milking it.
Yeah, right.
Like, what if they just swap roles?
Right.
Like, what if Betty turned into the Hulk, She-Hulk, instead of Banner? And right. Banner's like the fragile.
And he's damsel Agent in distress. Smith.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it just goes off. You know, like what if instead of Fury being Fury, it's like the other lady, the white lady, his like secretary,
right?
His second in command. You know what I mean? Or Coulson is Fury.
What if
they switch and
imagine a world?
Dude, we're not doing this bit again.
I just totally rip off Comptown.
Oh my God!
Imagine a world where they're just milking a show. I had my own what if today. Well, this week at work.
For Marvel or?
No.
Just a hypothetical.
Just a hypothetical. So I was driving to work. Okay. I was working on my my impressions.
Okay.
And I had two. Christopher Crip walk-in.
Oh my God.
You guys, I got a fever. And the only prescription is killing more bloods.
Oh my God!
That's about as far as I got with it. And then
he does a little foot shuffle at the end.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's like old Christopher Walken, from Seven Psychopaths. He's just fucking Crip walking. He's like, you guys, my fellow Crips, my homies, you know. And then my other what if was what if.
Dude, I just learned about microaggressions in my program, and it's just, like, hitting on all the notes, dude. I'm, like, so ignorant. But yeah.
Red flag. Well, this one's about to get a lot more ignorant, so buckle up. What if, in The Sopranos, instead of James Gandolfini play Tony, it was Bill Cosby?
Oh, my God. I was thinking Gottfried.
I can't do a... Well,
yeah. Oh, dude, his voice is so raspy. How would you describe his voice?
Harsh? Yeah.
It sounds
like metal scraping almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he's got such a unique voice, though.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, you hear him in, like, any shows that he does, like, a voiceover for.
Right.
You just know it's
him. He's the Affleck duck, or at least was. Not Affleck.
Okay, yeah, Affleck. And then he was Iago.
Yeah.
And... who the fuck else was he?
I mean, that's really all you need is Iago, and most 90s babies are like, oh, I know who that is.
Has he played in, like, normal movies, like, as an actor, or is he just a voice actor?
What's his name?
Jeffrey?
No, the Affleck guy.
Gottfried.
Wait,
It's like G-O-T-T and then Fried.
Gottfried. Steve, yeah. He kind of sounds like Gilbert Gottfried. I don't know why I said
Gilbert.
Steven.
Gilbert Gottfried. That's his name. Yeah.
Wow. Like Roz.
Yeah, he sounds like Roz. Did he voice Roz?
I don't think so. Unless, perhaps.
It sounds like him.
Controversial jokes. No thanks. And Gilbert Gottfried as Tony Soprano. Well. Mike Wazowski.
Oh, my God. He played Digit from Cyber Chase, that mechanical bird.
I don't remember Cyber Chase.
It's the math show on PBS.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch that.
Really?
No.
Oh, well, I didn't have cable growing up, so. He was in Odd Parents, too.
Odd Parents.
Fairly Odd Parents?
Oh, yep. Beverly Hills Cop 2. Dude, who the hell did he play? Thumbelina. Some of his stand-up. He does a lot of the roasts, which is funny.
Oh my god, I need to find out who did he play.
And damn, he did it. Oh.
Oh, Frankie Muniz was in it too. I didn't know that.
In what?
Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, R.I.P. Norm Macdonald. He was in Fairly Odd Parents. He was the
Norm Macdonald.
He was the genie.
Oh, okay.
Canada's had it too good for too long, which is funny because he's Canadian.
Did he play in this?
Fairly Odd Parents, Gilbert Gottfried. Oh, he was the dentist.
You talking Crocker? Oh.
No,
the dentist. Oh, yeah,
the one who's
right.
Like, who's obsessed with Timmy's big ass teeth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god, dude, how many
Fairly Odd Parents?
Dude, there were like three Aladdin
Jay
movies.
Leno's The Crimson Chin, which is even funnier.
No shit.
Yeah. I'm looking at characters right now. Frankie Muniz was Chester McBadbat.
Yeah, that's what
Mark Robert Paulson was Mark Chang. Oh, get out of here. Dana Carvey was in this show. He was Schnozmo Cosma. I don't know who that is.
Dude, you know they animated the Aladdin? There was three animated movies. I did not know that.
Yeah. One, he like finds his dad. And
yeah, I remember The King of Thieves and then the original. I did not know Return of Jafar.
What I never saw that one. That's too far.
Dude, that came out before The King of Thieves, though. So, like, that was between... I guess it flopped.
Huh?
Because I only remember the first one and the third one.
Ruh-roh.
Interesting.
Oh, that's funny. I'm still on Fairly Odd Parents. The dude who played Polly Walnuts was also in Fairly Odd Parents.
No shit.
Poppy Mafia. That's an Italian stereotype. It's Italian. That's anti-Italian.
I'll order the gabagool for all you Office fans out there.
The gabagool. Hey. So back to fucking Bill Cosby being Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you got the gabagool. Still, you'll need to put the hit out on Lenny Lafitte for keeping his mouth shut.
Oh, my God.
For not keeping his mouth shut around the feds. And it'd be funny if...
Dude, your impersonations are getting a lot better.
Thank you. I think, and then I was thinking today, like, how funny would it be if it was, like, instead of, like, it was the Cosby Show characters, like, so it's, you know, like, Tony Soprano's Phil Huxtable, and, you know, like, Rashida Wallace is Carmella, and then, you know, it's his three kids are, like, you know, AJ, Meadow, and then some other third kid. So it'd be fun, like, Raven, Simone, who was on the Cosby Show, like... It'd be fun. Like, I was thinking of the scene where Meadow confronts Tony. He's like, are you in the mafia? But it's fucking Bill Cosby. And he'd be like, well, that's the stereotype with the guns and the prostitution. Oh, that's an awful stereotype, Raven. The gobble ghoul. So those are my what ifs.
I can't think of one on the spot.
And then I told one of my coworkers that. I'm like, oh, you know, I was in the car because, like, last time we hung out, like, we were showing each other impressions we can do.
Mm-hmm. What are his impressions, first off?
He'd do a good Goofy.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
He can do L.A. accents or different California accents.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that sounds like.
I didn't either until he did them, to be honest.
I knew a good white girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. On a scale of one to even, I can't.
Do you see, like, dudes online who can do, like, the girl voice?
Yes.
I wish I could do that, but I can't get the inflection
like
right.
Like, hey, babe. Yeah. And then, like...
And it cuts...
Bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, and it cuts the camera. Bro, and he's a man. Bro, what? I just can't... I gotta probably watch a video on it. But anyway, I ran through my what-ifs. Christopher Cripp walking and Tony...
putting that down on your resume?
Yeah. And Bill Cosby Soprano, and
yo, this was so imagine you're going to, like, a scouting agency and that's what's on. You're like, that's very niche, man.
Yeah. Hey, you guys,
it's very unique, but, like, I don't know how to
very,
work.
Yeah, I have, you know, a very, like, tight skill set. That's
three trick pony,
right?
It's like, I don't know what to do with you, man.
Yeah, can you do any other accents or impressions?
No.
So I was telling him this. He's like, you're a funny guy. And that really threw me through a loop. I'm like, He's like, you should do stand-up. And I was like, I don't know.
I'm still working on this podcast.
Yeah, and, like, I can't commit to, like, well, I have a podcast. You should listen to it. And, you know.
There are some things that are better left, like, not in the workplace.
Correct.
This being one of them.
Yes, correct. I couldn't go into work tomorrow, my coworkers being like, well, Anthony, we listened to your all like 70-something episodes. I'd be like, oh, shit. And then you're the podcast guy, you know?
And then, the podcast guy.
Yeah, and then I got to contact fucking
HR because somebody listened and they got offended.
Oh, that'd be the worst case scenario. I have to contact ethics and be like, I'm making money off of this, you know? And they'll probably like, well, are you talking about X, Y, and Z? And I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
So, it's better just left.
Are you talking about work-related things? Never.
Never. That's why it's called.
I don't think you really say anything bad about work, though. You just, just typical gripe.
Just griping about, normal work stuff.
Yeah, just bitching and moaning.
This is a secret formula. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you just go over the basic process, but it's like something you do in like your
and that's all you can
college
FOIA,
chemist.
Yeah, and class. You can FOIA that. Nothing's top secret.
So. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
but you probably wouldn't talk about work anymore if you had top secret, though, huh?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be doing this TV unless like I had an alias.
We gotta rebuild it from the ground. God damn it!
Shit. We'd have to kill me on air and then replace me.
Oh, my God. Bertrand.
Get your clock. We'll put some blanks in it.
Bertrand's been waiting this moment in the basement.
Finally. Yeah, so. I'm working on my clown laugh. It's kind of creepy. Ew, but
why?
I don't know. It's one I can do. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Hey! Oh, my God.
That's all I can say, though. I can't keep it going.
You know what's the easy one to do? Mickey Mouse.
Hey. No, that's more goofy. Hey. Hey, kids.
No, you sound like a pedophile.
Hey,
it's your pedophile clown voice.
Come to my van. There we go. Oh, my God. We've unlocked something here, folks. This podcast just bought itself 4 more years of life.
Oh, my God.
Just keep doing pedo clown. Swallowing snot.
Dude, we're eating
too
all of this.
Wires.
Oh, my God. So, like, this candy, I think I bought it way too early, man. The Halloween candy.
You peaked too early, man.
I went too early. Now we ate, like, half of it.
Now I got to re-up.
And we got, like, 2 of those big bags, too. It's like, I've been kind of crushing them lately.
Yeah, you got about a month till Halloweeners.
I mean, I've kind of gotten it out of my system, honestly.
Halloweeners or...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. See, that drawer, that drawer of candy I brought upstairs... Yeah. That's been there for like 2 weeks. Haven't even touched them.
Yeah. But aren't you going to like put candies out for all the little kids?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, on Halloween.
No, I'm not going back to Costco to buy more candy. What's left is what's left.
Bosco.
We went from a handful per kid to like 1 per kid.
the lazy like bowl, like you leave the bowl out with a sign that says, please take 1.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't even trusted me as a kid.
No, what you do is you leave the empty bowl with the sign that says, please take 1. So fuck, someone already took all the candy.
So people blame other people. Mm-hmm. I like it. You only have a limited amount of cuts.
Are you playing cut the rope?
No, she's playing that. Anyways.
This Dr. Pepper hitting, bro.
Yeah, that's holy what I'm cow. Sipping on too. Dr. P classic. Dude, like oh, speaking of, have you been trying any good food places lately?
Trying any good food places?
I tried to do that one time and I just choked on
that's
my...
That's me chiefing on the Reggie. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
If you know what that means, please write in. I don't have Elliot's number pulled up. I'm going to be like, oh, call in. Oh, I'm dancing around. No, I haven't really tried. I haven't really, like, eaten out lately.
Man,
so if
last,
I have,
last
it's
place
been,
we, what, Pearly's?
Probably. Yeah, probably. That place down in Richmond.
Pearly's, yeah.
Yeah, we could recap that. It's been a minute.
Dude, Pearly's is so good, though.
Yeah, Pearly's sponsored the pod.
They got, so it's like Jewish deli fare?
Yeah.
Like New York style?
Oh, yeah.
Deli?
Okay.
So what did you have? I think we all ordered kind of like
pretty
same
much
thing.
The same thing. Like, we all had the latke, the applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all had like an egg, and we just changed our protein out.
Yeah, Tsuki got the beef bacon.
Yeah, I had a wiener, a sausage of sorts.
And I don't even remember what the fuck
nice
I got.
Nice and phallic.
I think I got corned beef.
Corned beef hash?
I think so.
Yeah.
That was good. Oh, the matzo ball soup. Never had matzo ball soup before. Mm-hmm. But I can see good where soup. It's like clean tasting. It's not super heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just got like, you know, it's just carbs, broth, and some like vegetables. It's kind of like chicken noodle soup without the noodles or chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, just broth and matzo.
Yeah, it's just broth and matzo. But it was good, though. You know what I mean? I can see why people see it like this is like comfort food to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because like
I'm
we have
off their menu.
Yeah, so we have something similar in like a Vietnamese dish. Yeah. I don't know. Do you know nui? Nui? Yeah, so basically it's just chicken broth with, it's basically Vietnamese chicken. It's chicken noodle soup, but Vietnamese style.
With a soda on the side.
My grandma always made it with elbow noodles, though. Yeah, is that like, that's normal? It's not even chicken, though. It's like pork.
Pork? Yeah, I don't think you could have pork and matzo.
Oh, okay.
Not matzo. Yeah.
Oh, what else we have? Oh, dude, the bagels there were fucking fire.
Yeah.
The bagels were good.
Good-ass bagel.
The cream cheese, too. They like, theirs is like a whipped. It's like a whipped cream cheese, so it's like a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good. 10 out of 10 would go back to Pearly's.
Yeah, my only beef with Pearly's
is their beef. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about the coffee thing?
Yes, dude, that chat, what the fuck, man? I wasn't asking for us.
They wouldn't serve him a cup of coffee when we were waiting in line for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, so Pearly's is like hot and hip, right? For everyone who doesn't know. So like we pull up, no resi. And they're like, hey, it's going to be like 40 minutes. I didn't sleep well last night.
Yeah. That was my fault. He caught my snoring. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I totally forgot you snore.
Yeah.
and then Suki's dumbass bug zapper goes off in the middle
of the night. Oh, my God. Okay, so there was one. So Suki's got like a fruit fly. He's got a small fruit fly problem. So he got like one of those blue light zappers, and in the middle of the night, I swear it was like 4 or 5 a.m.
He must have got a house fly because that fucking
dude,
zap
that
was loud.
Popped, and I sat up in bed. Anthony sat up, looked at each other, and I was like, fuck,
like Dracula rising.
Yeah,
from
we
a
both
like,
sat up so fast.
Undertaker gif,
dude. More. I was fucking ready for war, bro. I was like, this is it.
I die in Suki's.
Not even that. I was like, Suki's getting broken into. What a fucking...
It's go time.
Yeah. Fucking ready, dude.
So, yeah. Like, to paint the picture. So, it's like 10 a.m. I haven't slept well. And all I want is a fucking cup of coffee, right? And so, I asked the steward. I'm like, can I pay for a cup of coffee right now? And the woman... it doesn't matter if she's a woman, but...
The hostess.
Mincing words here. The hostess was like, no, I can't sell you a cup of coffee. But the grocery store next door opens in 5 minutes. You can buy one from there. And I was just fucking blown. I'm like, because, you know, we go to the grocery store, we get our coffee, we kind of get set up outside.
Yeah.
And then
the most fucked up thing is that other people are walking out
with
cups
coffee.
Of coffee.
Like, they're like, oh, I had an online order. I'm like, what the fuck does that, how does that make a difference? I had cash. It would be like, oh, it's like $2 for coffee. I would have whipped out like $3 and be like, keep the fucking change.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's just, I think it's one of those things like I get it, but at the same time, it's kind of like bad customer service. You know, they kind of left you in the dark.
Yeah.
I wasn't
asking for much, man. I just wanted black hot coffee.
Yeah. Cause I
Brajon.
Think, you know, cause in the hostess's defense, you know what I mean? That's like her job is just to seat people and keep everything organized. You know, they're not a waiter, you know, they're not in the POS like that. If anything, they
what
can set up tables.
What a terrible operating system. Man.
Yeah. You know, but. On the other hand, too, it's like, you know, like, okay, yeah, let me get you a cup of coffee real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was really busy that day, too. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a Sunday.
Look, man, I get it now.
But in the moment,
In the moment,
fucking
it fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Yeah.
I feel like she could have tried a little bit harder.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because people are already fucking waiting anyways.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, she could have been like, next person in line is like, you know, we do have a bit of a wait right now. Just give me 5 minutes. I'll be right with you to take down your name and everything.
Yep.
You know, it's like, it's just effort.
Yeah. But, I mean, besides that little hiccup, Pearly's was awesome.
Oh, food was fucking amazing. I loved the food. We had the, oh, dude, the babka was good.
Yep.
I think I enjoyed the babka. Suki got that ice cream joint.
That wasn't very good.
I liked the ice cream. That was probably the only thing I liked about it.
It wasn't like...
It was like too sweet, though. It was like too sweet, too heavy. The babka was nice, though. It was just, you know, sweet cake.
It's dessert. Cheesecake, black and white.
Oh, your black and white cookie was fucking
awesome.
That was
probably one of the best black and whites I ever had.
My they only... have to make it fresh, and then they reheat it.
But yeah, that was my beef with it. It was warm. So it was warm, and then they put the saran wrap on it. So when you took it stuck and peeled off. Didn't peel off very well. Mm-hmm. But
should have just come off on a plate.
It should have, or just serve it cold, which is fine. I don't mind them cold, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. But still, you know, it's like how they, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a chef, you know, like Ramsay's got it done a certain way.
Chef's kiss, it was very good.
Yeah, still good. I sent you that video how to make babka.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like a whole ordeal, bro.
Bread freaks me out. And like baking, just making it.
It does. I mean, especially, you know, like, because I don't think
it's a lot of biology going on.
Chemistry.
Fuck.
It's up your forte. No, but it's like,
fuck baker's yeast.
It's, I think it's like people don't have like the right tools. I don't think you guys have a stand mixer at your house.
We got a KitchenAid.
Like a stand mixer? Like the thing with the dough hook and everything?
Maybe. I don't know. My mom's got a fucking big ass KitchenAid.
It looks like a sewing machine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you guys do have a stand mixer.
Yes.
Oh, dude, that takes half the work out. All you got to do is add the ingredients in.
Yeah.
And then it does all the mixing for you. Like, the reason why I don't bake often
because
I don't have a stand mixer.
Them joints expensive.
Oh, yeah. They're like $500-$600 a pop.
But my mom's had hers for like 20 plus years and it still works.
Oh, yeah. No, KitchenAid. That's why I want to get one, because KitchenAid is the reputable brand.
Look, bro, I'm only fucking with KitchenAid and Le Creuset.
Dude, Le Creuset is
fucking
expensive.
My mom's got it. It's so expensive, but it's so fucking awesome.
I mean, I've got an Amazon version of one, or the Lodge version.
The Lodge.
So it's just a, I mean, it's just a Dutch oven, enabled Dutch oven. I got mine for like $20.
Yeah, my mom's was not $20.
No, dude, that your mom's was probably like $150.
So, I mean, she got a big ass one. Yeah. So it's probably more than that.
Oh, like two something then.
Dude, it's fucking, cooking on that shit is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
it's
sick.
Just nonstick, but you get all the benefits of
cooking
cast
on
iron.
Yep. Oh, it's so nice.
Dude.
I cream
out. She hates my cast iron pan.
Really?
She hates it. I don't like it because you can't wash it with soap. It's not clean. Yeah, she thinks it's gross. She thinks like
that's
it's
where all the
dirty.
Flavor is.
No, it's not with the flavor. No, it's because, okay, man, when you
break
clean
it down for us.
No, so let me explain it, how to clean a cast iron pan. So basically, you know, if you treat it right, you know, lasts a lifetime, generational even,
like,
you know.
That's like most things, right?
To treat an extent, right? You know, like, you know, your quilt probably won't last more than like 3 or 4 generations.
My grandma knitted this.
But like, you know, like metal stuff, dude, that's like forever, you know, especially if you, you know, take care of it. You know, like cars. Uh-huh. Anyways, so like the way you're supposed to do it, like when you're done cooking, while it's still, you know, not like cooking hot, but like still like really, really warm.
Mm-hmm.
You take it under the sink and you just scrub the fuck out of it with steel wool, or like even like the chainmail if you're bougie.
Mm-hmm.
You just scrape the shit out of it with like hot water, and after that you just wipe it down dry, thin layer of oil, and then you just bake it, or you can put it back on the stovetop, make it really hot again.
Yeah,
and that's it.
I watched videos on how to like restore cast irons.
Yeah, that's like a whole ordeal, you know.
Yeah, I know, it's interesting,
but. Yeah, I mean, I love it, you know. I wish we had a gas stove.
You know, like, if you're iron deficient, eating out of a cast iron is better for you because, like, you get
iron deficient.
Have you seen
I have vitamins for that.
Have you seen the iron fish people, like, boil and put in, like, have you seen that? You know what I'm talking about?
Fuck, no.
It's a fish that I'm assuming it's made out of iron.
Like
and you
a steel fish?
Iron, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you can, like, plop it in whatever you're boiling, and it, you know, boils off some of that iron and puts it into whatever you're cooking.
Interesting.
I see it on TikTok, so I'm like, that's neat. Hmm. So, but I'm not iron deficient.
I'll just take the supplements.
Yeah.
If it's all the same.
I'll take my iron pills. My one-a-days, if you will.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get into vitamins. I feel like I'm missing out on something.
Yeah, dude. I started... Because, like,
even after, them Flintstone joints, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, dude, I fuck with the gummies, man. Fuck the Flintstone joints, the chalky motherfuckers.
Those are chalky, yeah. Yeah.
Nah, I got the adult gummies from, like, Costco. They're pretty good. I make her take them.
Yeah, I'm taking this vitamin C, vitamin B, and vitamin D.
Yeah, I just have
and a little tincture. It's a CBD joke.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a weed joke, everybody.
We're not chemists. We didn't get it.
Yeah. I thought, whatever.
No, but, yeah, so, like, I've got, you know, the multivites, the iron, and I also have vitamin D and biotin.
Get that from the sun,
biotin D. Yeah, I think I'm balding.
Dude, I had that scare a couple weeks ago. I was texting Denise, like, am I balding? Are you lying to me? Would you sugarcoat
no,
if I'm balding?
I really think I am. It looks thinner up top.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Like, right where the crown is, bro? Like, monk style?
Oh, you're getting the Costanza.
Dude, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I think, but I think with the iron supplement, I don't know what the fuck's going on with me. I gotta go to a doctor or something.
Yeah, what's the hair doctor called? Wouldn't that be a dermatologist?
It's just dermatologist, yeah.
Dermatologist. Dermatologist.
Just a skin doctor. Yeah, but I think it's just because of my iron deficiency
what's
and all the stress
from work.
What's the
ass doctor called? Proctologist. That's it, yeah.
You imagine going to years and years of school and be like, you know what I want to do?
I want to stick my finger up someone's ass.
For a living.
For a living.
Get paid six figures. You know,
that's not bad. Yeah, I don't really, I guess like.
Like imagine, you know, like 9 out of 10 people show up and it's just your normal checkup.
Right. Bend over, spread them.
And then like 1 out of 10, it's like, oh shit, I got to put my training to use.
Right, like, oh. Well, then I guess, you know, if, like, cancer pops up, I'd be like, oh, I'll just refer you to, you know, a specialist.
Yeah, the cancer specialist, yeah.
And just, you know, kick it down the street or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like doctors are such a scam like that.
Yes. Let me tell you what's a scam. Healthcare, insurance, what else? The airlines is a scam.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fucking any type of, like, yoga. Like Nike's yoga line, that's a scam.
Dude, you know, so
insurance
like
for sure is definitely
there was
a scam.
This big conspiracy. So this dude, I forget where I saw the video, but he was explaining. He's like, my personal like conspiracy, which I think is like really probable, mm-hmm. is like art. Art is a huge, huge fucking scam, especially for rich people.
Yeah.
So he's saying like basically, like, what you do is you just commission this dude. Pay him like $100 for his piece of art, mm-hmm. and then resell it or donate it to get it appraised by like your buddy.
Those 23 flavors are flowing through my brain.
Yeah. Oh my God, the Dr. Pepper. But yeah, you get it appraised by like your art
now.
Your art appraising buddy, right?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, this thing is worth $1 million.
Oh, and so then you just finesse,
and then you can just donate it to the museum. He's like, yep, this is $1 million, so you can just tax write off $1 million right there.
Yeah, because how are they going to be like, no, this isn't
because it's so subjective. You can't tell them, like, it's not.
Right. Well, right, because it's subjective. It's art.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is a good scam.
You know, potentially, you know, like, but I don't know enough. That's just finesse. I'm just regurgitating what I saw, but it makes sense in my mind.
I think there's a art documentary on Netflix right now. It's kind of like.
Kind of touches on that.
Yeah.
Something similar.
So, like, someone's selling fake replicas to the rich and. You know, I wasn't really watching it.
I feel like that's normal though, like fakes of like an original,
Like,
and the people try to up. Yeah, I think that's
like, how do you know
that's normal,
right?
I mean, they already do it with like, you know, like the hypebeast shit, you know, like shoes,
the fake cream,
yeah,
yeah,
you know, fake, you know, fake any of that
Gucci.
Stuff, yeah, yeah, like the purses and stuff.
I got the Coachy, the fake Coach,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
Wish.com Gucci bag.
Dude, fuck Wish.com.
Have you tried buying something from there?
No, I got fucking Lord Finessed from Wish.com.
What do you mean?
I bought one thing like several years ago, right?
Okay.
Never bought anything off it again. Check my bank account and it's like, oh, like, I don't know, like $40 has been charged for like this fake smartwatch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't buy this fucking fake ass watch from, you know, like China or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I email Wish. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I didn't buy this. And then you know, I went through, and then I went through my...
Jumped through all their hoops.
Jumped through their hoops, and I, you know, went through my bank and had it all that bullshit. So, yeah, fuck Wish.
So how'd they explain that?
I don't know. Like, honestly, Wish never got back to me. I emailed someone from one of their customer rep, and they just never got back to me, so...
That sounds about right.
Yep. So, someone got a free watch, free fake smartwatch, so...
Yeah, you imagine doing all that work just to get someone's information.
Right.
And then you buy something fake. Like, dude, you could have gotten anything.
You could have shot for the moon, buddy.
Yeah.
You went to
could have bought a TV. You could have bought, you know, a real watch.
Yeah. And you went to no, wish.com and bought a
$40 fake watch.
Yeah.
Bro.
My credit card was paid off that month. You had that entire card to your disposal and you spent $40 on it. Stupid. Now, if I stole someone's credit card, not saying I have or will.
Hypothetically,
if I did kill my wife.
Oh, my God.
OJ. Oh, I got a good OJ. Like, not so much bit. It's a bit.
Okay.
So my bit that I'm leaning into is like, OJ served his time, right? So, like, we should kind of just move on that he killed his wife.
Yeah.
So...
But people don't. Have you seen his Twitter?
No, dude. All of it's like, killer joke, OJ. You really slashed this one.
Oh, my God.
Or it's like, hey, OJ, I'm having problems picking out a car. Can you help me? And it's like, you know, three pictures are a normal car, then the fourth one's a white Bronco. Like, that's all his comments are. It's like, killer joke, slashing it, or like, hey, can you help me pick out a Bronco? Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, the... USC, University of South California, where he went to college and played running back, fired their head coach for football.
Okay.
So now there's a vacancy. I think USC should hire O.J. Simpson. Why? Two things. One, he served his time in his debt to society.
Okay.
So what's more like showing, hey, we're diverse, we accept everyone, then hiring an ex-con who's an alumni.
Do you hear what you're saying right now?
And then second, hold up. Okay. Second, would you want to fuck up on a team where you know your head coach killed someone? You know?
The pressure's on.
Can you imagine, like, you fucking blow your play, and then on Monday, OJ's like, hey,
step into my office.
Yeah, can you step into my office after hours? And you're like, I'm going to fucking die. I should have made that play.
Can I bring my friend No Come Alone?
Yeah. So that's my OJ bit.
Stupid.
Yeah. Remember, I'm a comedian. That blanket satire statement protects me from everything.
Satire.
Yeah, it's satire. OJ, please don't kill me. But I'm actually your biggest fan, so.
Are you?
No.
Oh.
But I do want him to get this head coaching job.
<He's stupid. laughs>
What? He served his debt to society.
I did the time.
Yeah, he did the time, man, in civil court. So, yeah.
Dude, I'm seeing a lot more activity in the, like, speaking of, like, legal shit, I've seen, like, a lot more activity on, like, the marijuana becoming more legal.
Yeah, the ganj.
Yeah, and people are saying, like, dude, you guys are about to unincarcerate a shitload of people.
As they should. If
yeah,
they,
no, I mean, no, for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's coming up soon. I think we're going to see it in our lifetime for sure.
Probably. I know, definitely, well, I mean, like, I think it's legal in Virginia.
Yeah, but, like, how would that, like, what do you think, like, would be the breakdown? You know, how is the government going to, like, move that much people and reimburse that much people? Well, I guess they're not going to get reimbursed because technically at the time.
Right.
You know, they're just going to release people. But
yeah,
like,
I guess they'll release you and be like, sorry, with the shrug, and be like, and just wipe the record.
You know, it's very on the nose with the U.S. government.
Yeah.
But, like.
Sorry. Oops.
Like, imagine, you know? Like, the, I mean, I feel like a lot of, like, not rehabilitation, because that's what jail, quote unquote, is for.
Yeah.
We
know how well that program works.
I guess reintegration. You know what I mean? Because, like, you've been in jail since you were 16 years old. You're a 30-year-old man now.
Right. And then everything, it's just kind of like, hey, sorry. You know, like.
Well, I feel like that's why there's going to be, like, a lot of like reintegration programs, you know, like nonprofits and stuff that pop up and like show people how to be people again.
Right. And like, and then like, hey, like, yes, you were a con, but now you aren't a con. Mm-hmm. Let's get you up to speed with either an education or a trade. Cause like,
yeah,
you know, the government and the state clearly wasted like 15 to 20 years of your life. Mm-hmm. How can we help? Well, you the government's, up. Yeah, the government won't be, well, in theory, the government should step up and create a program that helps, but they
no one's holding their breath.
Yeah, I'm not going to, no, fuck no. And if the government does it, it's going to be so underfunded, it's going to be just a fucking shit show, it doesn't work, whatever.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, much like jails, instead of it being funded by the state or the feds, it's privatized, mm-hmm. so... But yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I think there should be some sort of rehabilitation. Don't tell me to move. Fuck you. My watch. So yeah, it would be interesting because, like, really, I think
the you know what I mean. Like, yeah. They're not going to just drop everyone all at the same time and be like,
yeah, like the Fortnite bus.
Yeah, it's going to be like people.
Right. It's
still going to take years to get all those fucking people. You know what I mean? Those,
right.
Like, tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you can't just, yeah, imagine they're like, all right, you're all free now, and just, literally open the jail cells and let them out.
Yeah, and then what? There's going to be a shitload of red tape. You got to jump through a bunch of hoops.
Yeah.
You know, like, how would you, like, I'm just like, I don't, none of us know what the fuck we're doing, but, like, how would you do it? You know what I mean? Would you release the people that have been there the longest first, or, you know what I mean? Like, how would you choose who gets to get out first? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
And people, like, with cleaner records from being the time, you know, where they troublemakers.
Right. Is it just, well, and then you can break down, like, well, and then, you know, this is where, like, language and legality comes in. It's like, well, were they just arrested for possession, or was it like possession?
Now it's like severity. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, like
intent to distribute.
Intent to distribute. Did they have a weapon?
Paraphernalia.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure that's a legal nightmare, and I'm glad that's not my fucking problem, because I'm too goddamn stupid.
I mean, honestly, like, the sad thing is they're going to get, you know, like, oh, well, weed is legal, but you had these charges on there, you know, like drug paraphernalia. We don't know if that was for weed.
Right.
You know, oh, you had a knife on you. That's a weapons charge.
Right.
You know.
We didn't know if you had intent with that knife. Mm-hmm. Yeah, intent to harm other. I don't know.
I mean, that's crime, the sad. That's just the sad part about it.
Yep. It's a broken system. Folks, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Democracy doesn't work.
All the time.
We can thank The Simpsons for that quote. So, yeah.
I feel like, you know, on paper, as any system, any governing system, on paper it always sounds great.
Yeah, until rubber.
Like communism, dude. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. You know, like, communism sounds great.
Yeah.
In actuality,
yeah, no. Fucking blows.
Yeah, sucks dick.
People are corrupt, man. That's...
Yeah,
there's always where the rubber meets the road. Is
people,
not all people, but a certain group of people are immoral, corrupt, and they want to fucking profit from a system. That's always going to happen.
I mean, that's just like humans. I think humans are just naturally lazy.
Yes.
So you always try to find the easiest way.
Here's the perfect society, folks.
But yeah,
whatever Tyler Durden wanted from Fight Club, that's okay with me. Let's just blow up some credit card unions buildings. What could happen? Hey,
man, I'm like blanking. I had a thought in my head and it just slipped out of my.
All right, well, we're gonna let Pedo the clown take over.
No.
I saw a Mercedes on the road today.
Which one?
It's like a CLK, one of like the stupid midsize SUVs. Its license plate was like VVS1 on it. I thought that was funny.
What does that mean?
You know, like the diamonds, VVS.
No.
It's like the good shit. The higher top quality diamonds are like VVS.
And they bought a Mercedes?
And the shitty mid class.
Yeah, it's not even like the nice Mercedes.
Yeah, it's not an S class. It's not a G-Wagon. Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those dumb, like, CLKs or whatever.
Whack.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. And they're my dude of the week.
Really?
I think...
So she and I had to dog sit this weekend.
Ew.
So, I guess I'll start with my boner jam.
Nice.
We both got bit.
Dang, what type of dog?
Rottweiler.
Oh, okay.
Rottweiler, but it's like puppy Rottweiler, but he's not like puppy sized.
Right.
He's like...
They're big dogs.
Yeah. He's only 6 months old, but he's like...
50 pounds?
Oh, no. He's like 60, 70.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to be huge. Like, they're thinking like... he's definitely plus 100 range when he's full grown.
That's going to be a fucking horse.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he got too excited one day, and he just, you know, he just would not calm down, and he nipped her really good. She's got, like, this giant hickey looking... You know, like the kiss, those trashy kiss tattoos.
Yeah,
but it's like black and blue instead.
Man, that's bringing me back.
Yeah.
Did you ever know someone who had the kiss tattoos like on their fucking like
anywhere?
No, on their hips.
Not hips specifically, like, but I've
like
seen
here and here.
I've never seen like there specifically, but I've seen people with it.
I've seen like there or on the collarbones, like.
Yeah, collarbone. I've seen them like neck. On the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God
the ear.
Damn, that's such a bad tattoo. Holy shit.
I mean, to each their own. Us personally, I'm good. It's overdone.
That's my statement is it's a bad tattoo.
Like, imagine seeing like 50 other people have it and be like, wow.
I want that.
Yeah. I mean, to me personally, like, yeah. I think I would want something
unique. I think
Joel
wanted that for a while.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He Why? Was like, what was his reasoning? Like, I want
to
hear.
I don't remember. You have to ask him. Because I swear, him at like 17 is like, I want the lips, the kissy lips. And I was like, that's a bad tattoo, man. I don't know, Jim.
Would you say you talked him out of it? Or he just kind of just never got around to it or
I think
forgot?
He never got around to it and kind of grew out of wanting it.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah, that's a terrible tattoo.
I mean, my tattoo, I got mad young, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, the only thing I hate about it is it wasn't well done.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I do, like, so, like, I've got the earthbending symbol right. on my back from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Avatar.
You know,
the perfect hentai.
You know, I don't hate the tattoo.
Yeah.
I just hate that it's fucked
Doesn't
up.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah. You know, because I love the show. It's got right. so many, you know, great memories.
Right.
You know, it's fucking, you know, it's well fucking written, you know.
Yeah. But, like, this, you know, I mean, you were what? Like, you were just 18.
Yeah.
You,
literally.
You know, you didn't have, like, a G to drop on.
Like a real tattoo.
Yeah.
I had, like, $100.
Yeah. That's a good story to tell. Like, I was 18. I had $100, and this is what I wanted.
Yeah. 18th birthday present to myself.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God. So,
the speaking. Dog.
No. Oh, fuck.
I'm itchy.
I forgot what it was. Like, tattoos and shit.
Tattoos and shit. That should be our new podcast.
Damn it. I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know.
But, yeah, that was my boner jam. We both got bit by a dog. You got me.
Oh, but, yeah. Look at that there, guy.
Yeah. But, luckily, I'm, like, beefy. Mm-hmm. So, he couldn't really get, like, a good grip. She's skin and bone. So, he got a good pinch of her skin.
Ouchie. That sucks.
Yeah.
Ever been bit by a cat?
Mm,
it's weird.
Yes.
It's weird.
I want to like, say yes. I mean, isn't it just like getting bit by any other animal?
All right, so when I say bit, some cats will do this thing where they bite, where like they kind of just let you know they're there. They're not being malicious, if that makes
sense. Oh, so it's not like they're annoyed and they lash out. It's just they come up to you.
And just bite you.
No, I've never had that happen.
It's weird.
I've only had angry cats.
Denise cat sat for this guy. I think it was one of her professors or professor in the program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't fucking care. But he had two, like, dude, these were like dogs. They were huge fucking cats.
The Maine Coon cats or whatever?
Yeah. And one of them was fat as shit. And just, they were both bad cats in general. But like.
It's like dickhead cats.
Yeah. And one was a special dickhead. That's what he would do. He would come up to you and just like nibble you, let you know he's there.
Like hard or just like.
Just like a little taste, yeah.
Oh, okay. So he wouldn't like, come in and like.
No, he wouldn't like chomp and latch. He would just like bite you. And you'd be like, what the fuck? And then like it'd be over by the time you could process what happened.
Yeah. Interesting.
It was so weird, but.
Interesting.
Such a dickhead little cat. And he's my whoa there
guy. Whoa there guy.
Yeah. Actually, my whoa there guy are these insecure feelings I'm having about my body. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, damn, I'm fucking fat, yo. This shit sucks.
Yo, it's funny, though. She catches me all the time. If you look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, God damn. Bro, this relationship.
What the fuck happened?
Relationship weight is fucking real, dude. That shit's scary. God. Fuck, freshman 15, bro. What y'all know about relationship weight?
Like 30? Yeah.
Dude, like, you know, I don't know if you remember me from like fucking 5 months ago.
Yeah, you were lean, mean, money-making machine.
Leaner.
Serving fiend.
Yeah, now I'm just mean. Not lean. Just
not so lean.
Just a dickhead.
Yeah. I remember when I was a young twink, 130 pounds. Shut the
fuck up. You need to stop those twink jokes, dude. So stupid. But
130 pounds, hairless. Now I'm still hairless, but 160 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Fucking sucks.
I think my Whoa There guy, man, dude, some of these people in the program just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, dude. My dad paid for this class. I'll sue your ass, bro.
No, it's not. It's not even that. Like, just like it's.
My name's Tanner, dude.
It's like it's already pretty competitive to get into.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I wouldn't say it's not hard to get into, but it's just there's a shitload of people applying for it. You know what I mean? So when you do get your seat, like,
oh, that's another scam. College, sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean college is this. Luckily, this isn't college.
Look, kids, don't go to college. You can make $3 off like a year's work of podcast.
but yeah, man.
Actually, don't podcast. It's already saturated.
Dude, it's super saturated.
Sorry, I'm.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
But, like, man, some of these people, I'm seeing them, like, they're getting, you know, like everyone in the program is, like, mad love.
Yeah.
Already, fake or not.
If you listen, shouts, you know, and fucks.
No. I let it slip one time that I had a podcast.
Yeah, we talked about last week.
And yeah, and I was like, oh, my God. But yeah, man.
Yeah, the episode you hear, so this one will come out in 2 weeks. The one you're going to hear most recently is from last
week. They don't need to know when it's recorded. It's just.
Sorry. I'm pretty sure no one fucking cares.
All nine of them.
Thank you for listening.
But yeah, like some people just don't. They show up like not giving a fuck. Like it's all love.
Right.
You got nothing but support from your peers and the staff.
Right. But they just
You've got mad like resources. You right. know, like, dude, if you don't have money, they'll fucking give you shit for free sometimes, depending on your circumstances. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then, but then like these people, like, you know, like I do understand there's like other factors in there.
Yep.
But I feel like a lot of it just comes from like just not giving a fuck.
A little word called effort.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like.
So, like, what do they do that, like, shows they're not giving a fuck? Like, they're not dressing up for the Zoom class, or they're not...
Like, the clothes thing, like I said, you know, like, I don't understand people's circumstances. You know, I'm blessed enough to have saved up money, slash, to have a job that pays enough. But, like, fuck the clothes. It's, like, just posturing yourself in class.
Okay.
Like, there'll be, like, motherfuckers that'll be, like, lounging in bed. Like, this is supposed to be, like, a corporate environment.
They're just, like, just fucking spread out in bed.
Like, deadass, like, you see, like, people, like, leaning down, like, hand on their head. Like, you can see their body, like, going off to the side.
So right. You can tell they're laying down.
They're definitely laying down.
That's fucking
wrapped in a blanket and shit. Like, dude, it's like a college lecture class or something.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Zoom University.
Yeah. Like, everybody else is fucking, you know, suit, tie. Or
right. Sitting up straight.
Exactly. Sitting up straight. Dude, like, even if you were in bed, you could at least sit up, you know, dress the part, you know. But I see some people that, like, just don't do that, and it's just, like...
That's got to be aggravating.
That's, like, bare minimal, you know what I mean? You might not have the money, but at least come with the attitude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just those people just, like, irritate the fuck out of me.
That's so funny.
It's just effort. That's what bothers me the most, lack of effort.
So what's, like, the age demographic? You get, like, all sorts of walks of life, or is it, like, a lot of young people?
I'm not going to lie. I think I'm the oldest one in the program.
Oof. Maron.
Yeah, I think there's one other person that's a few months older than me.
Mm-hmm. So this is, like, a young man's game.
Yeah, so usually it's supposed to be, like, an inner-city program.
Gotcha.
So you can sign up for it, like, straight out of high school.
Straight out of high school.
So, like, for the most part, like, 80% of the people there are, like, 18. And then it kind of
they have their whole lives ahead of them.
Yeah, it does that.
I remember when I was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that's the demographic. So it's a lot of young heads.
Gotcha.
Like, I feel like I'm the one, like, giving advice sometimes. They're like, how do you do this? And in my head, as, like, the one with experience, as, like, a quasi-adult.
Right.
I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you really don't know how to do this
shit? Bro, I have a podcast. Fuck off. I clearly have not matured.
you guys can't rent a car? What?
Yeah, right? What do you mean you have to ask your mom to use the car? What the fuck?
It's like, your parents won't let you out to go do homework with us? Like, dude, it's like, for real.
Mom, shut up! I'm on the program!
Yeah, there are people like that, too. Like, and then they're like stop! Like, they're like pointing at the screen. I'm like, yo.
Mom!
Oh, my God. So I had one of my classmates DM me, right? And they were like,
Mom, I need to borrow the car to go to Nova.
They were like,
yes, I need money for parking.
Oh, my God. No, I don't want to bring my brother.
No, I'm not going to pack an umbrella. It looks stupid.
Dude, I've had people like, I had this one person like DM me in the Zoom chat, right? They're like, hey, so like, you've traveled before. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, so like,
what?
So like, how did you tell the program manager that you were going to be on a plane and like, you might not be able to like go to the call and stuff? And like, you know, like when I get to the airport, do I check in or I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm like, well, it depends on your airline. You might be able to check in online 24 hours in advance. You just walk through. And he's like, I'm checking in a bag. I'm like, oh, then just fucking go to the airport. Yeah, go to the fucking front desk and like, yeah, you know, go to the kiosk.
Can I go to any kiosk?
It was just so weird. Like, I had to like break it down for somebody. Like, dude, I barely know how the fucking airport works. I just know.
Old Anthony's a pro at flying.
Do I need to hit you up for like deals and shit?
Oh, I don't get the deals. I just know how to fucking get to the airport, get all my shit, and get to the bar. That's.
Dude, that's,
you drink two beers, two big pints, so you're feeling good for your flight, and then you just pass the fuck out.
Dude, hit up, if you want, like, flight deals, like, if you're going on vacation.
Go to kayak.com, use code GuysBeingDudes for 20% off your next flight.
Hit up, dude, that Dr. Pepper's hitting you, bro.
Woo!
Yeah. Whee! Sugar shrink! No, hit up Carpe de Tide.
Yeah.
He knows the deals. Dude, we told him we were going to Houston, he's like, how much did you guys pay? We're like, 300? He's like, bro, if you booked it last week, it was like $90. We're like, what the fuck?
Thanks, Expedia.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, he knows like, he knows where how to travel, so he's very frugal.
HOTWIRE.com.
But damn.
Use code guys being dudes.
Dude, I'm trying to set up in the next.
Go to adamandeve.com.
No.
Use code guys being dudes.
No.
Only if you're buying pocket pussies and 8-inch dick dildos. Anything, your code won't work anything less than 8
Spend
inches.
Spend $500, you get a 2-ounce bottle of lube for free.
Use code GBD for non-discreet packaging.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors will know what you're buying if you use code GBD at checkout.
Dude, do you remember that one in the meme? Like, the company said non-discreet, and it's just a dildo-shaped box labeled not a dildo on it. I don't know what company that was. That was fucking hilarious.
Use code GuysBeingDudes, and we'll contact your parents directly and let them know
what their son
and or daughter is buying from an adult website.
In the next couple of years, I'm planning to go to either New York or New York, Cali, or New Orleans, one of the three.
Wow, you're really hitting, you know, both, really all coasts.
Yeah, it's usually where the good food's at.
Yeah. Use code guys being dudes.
Oh, I do want to try airline. Chicago pizza though, but I don't know what else they have there besides deep
there's
dish.
Like a there's like this liqueur that comes from Chicago.
I'm not
it's
a drinker,
not very
though.
Good. Yeah, I think yeah, it's really I guess a Chicago hot dog, but that's more like what you put on it.
Yeah.
Than the
I mean, eventually,
the dog
you know,
itself.
When I run out of places to eat, like the good spots, then I'll start getting niche. Like, let's go to Wisconsin just for cheese.
For the fucking cheese curds,
you
dude.
Know what I mean?
And the spotted cow. All my Wisconsinites stand up one time.
Mm-mm, yeah. I don't know.
It's a beer you can only get in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you know how, like, I almost said Heineken. Yingling is, like, regional to, the East Coast.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, like, out west, you can't get it.
Okay.
So
like Spotty, Bold Rock. Bold Rock you can only get in like the DMV. Yuck.
Yeah. So like I had a point with this. That beer, oh, Spotted Cow is like that, but it's only in Wisconsin. It doesn't leave Wisconsin.
Interesting. So that's like them trying to pull in tourists.
I guess. Like, hey.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
It's real smooth, like, it's good.
You've been drinking some chunky beers?
Mmm, chunky.
Wisconsin. Wisconsin's got the
It's got cheese. The milk curds the in it, dude.
Cheese beer. We're so committed to it. What else does Wisconsin have? You know, I'm sure I'm going to get crucified for this. Besides like cheese. That's like
beef. Like the Midwest is like, oh, our beef's really good.
Okay.
But like Texas is known for their beef. So.
Yeah, but Texas is like cattle country, so that makes sense,
right?
You know what I mean? But if like if we went down to like Florida, and Gator. We're like, yeah, we have like we have really good lobster,
right?
You know what I mean? Like Maine lobster
in Florida.
Well, nah, that's a bad example because Florida's a seafood town. Fuck. Yeah.
Like Wyoming.
Yeah, like you go to like fucking South Dakota and you're like, do we have the best oranges? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It's like,
do you?
Dude, I've met.
Shut up, dude. Point me to where fucking Mount Rushmore is.
I always think about people like, who the fuck
I think about people lives too.
In like those certain states?
The flyover states?
Yeah, like North Dakota. Like, what the fuck do you do out there?
Rogan had a good bit. It's like people who live in the flyover states, they're great like great grandpas were traveling westward and they just got lazy and they're like, here's good. You know?
During the gold rush.
Yeah, going like, the gold rush.
Fuck it, California's too far.
There's a picture of like Denver, Colorado, and it shows like, you know, like if you went through Colorado, you had to go over the Rockies, right, to get to California. And someone was like, I'm convinced Denver exists because enough people looked at those mountains and were like, fuck that.
I honestly, that makes so much fucking sense.
Yeah. Like, just fuck that. We're going to set up right here and we're just going to make it
just
work.
Just never left.
Yep. Yeah. That's all I, cause I can't, like, not to shit on the Midwest and like the, you know, like.
Oh, there's interesting people that, I mean, cause like the only person I've ever met that was from like North Dakota.
Yeah.
Was a customer back at my
North Dakota.
Yeah, they're from North Dakota, but this dude, like, they were like grunged up.
Interesting.
Like
the '90s haven't left.
Like biker type of not grunge, but like biker esque. You know, leather, gotcha. Tattoos, shitload of piercings.
Yeah,
and like dude had a glass eye, but it was
that's tough.
It was the toxic symbol as a pupil.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, huh.
You know, badass.
Like, yeah, I mean, it was cool. He was really nice.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know,
that Midwest nice.
Yeah, like interesting characters out in the Midwest, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, cost of living's cheap. That's the big draw. It's
all fucking land.
But the draw is it's cold and there's nothing out there.
There's no culture.
Right.
Your culture is, you know, whatever your neighbor's doing.
It's Kern. Yeah. And sometimes you even have neighbors. It's just your fucking land for miles out.
Yeah.
So... I guess if that's your bag, you don't like people and want to self-sustain and do all that shit, then, you know, like...
I mean, I can't imagine there's, like, big tech companies out.
No. So, when I was in school, like, that was kind of, like, the big, like, the next Silicon Valley is going to be the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. All that land for R&D and shit. You do whatever the fuck you want.
People are like, because like IBM was like bouncing
around. That's
what
they're doing in Texas, right? I heard there's going to be like a second quote unquote Silicon.
Have you seen that
Musk?
Meme?
Elon Musk is trying to set up one.
Yeah,
like, I forget where.
Probably fucking Austin, if I had to guess.
I forgot where he said.
Have you seen that there. Meme? It's like Californians like leaving to make some state
other state shitty. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I was fumbling through that. It's so, yeah. Look, it's all a matter of time, man. Like,
I mean, eventually every state becomes shitty, huh?
Yeah.
You know, with too many people there, it's just...
Cost of living goes up. Yeah. It's really just how can you shuffle the deck so that, you know, one state seems to have it all and the other state has too much, so...
It's going to rotate through. It's like,
Yeah, probably like 50 years, California is going to be dirt
like
cheap.
How you do, like farming. You know, you let the cows in one pasture.
Yep.
To like fertilize it, and then you set them over to the one that became shitty because you over harvested or whatever.
Yeah, it's probably probably going to happen.
It's going to rotate.
Yep.
Everyone's going to move back to California in about like 20 years.
Yeah, and it's going to be like, oh, wow, California's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. It's so goddamn cheap out here.
It's all beaches and,
I know, and then we're going to be like old and curmudgeon-y, and we're going to be like, I remember when California, you had to be a cajillionaire to live there. President Musk started in California.
You have two full-time jobs and a YouTube account.
Yeah, and they're like, sure, Grandpa, why don't we just put you off in the corner, make sure to take your meds, you know?
Yeah, I remember when people... fucking retired in Florida.
Yeah.
Now everybody retires.
A podcast. Now you just have chips that uploads everything to your conscience.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you had a phone. It was a brick you put in your hand in your pocket.
Global warming was only just becoming a problem.
Yeah.
Now we didn't retire to Maine. We retired to like Mexico or something, you know.
We wanted to go where it was warm. Now Florida's underwater. The Mississippi wasn't an ocean. It was a giant, it was just a river.
Back in my day, we had a Florida.
Yeah. It's sad. That's probably what's going to happen.
Honestly, but.
Yeah. Not our problem.
We don't get paid enough.
We surely
don't. To worry about it.
Nope. And, you know, sun's going to blow up in a billion years. I've seen those memes. It's like when you were a kid and you were told the sun's going to blow up in like 5 billion years and the dude's like looking panic. Yeah, you never seen that? You didn't feel that way? Like,
oh, no, I was genuinely concerned.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't know why. I guess, you know, you're little. You have no concept of time. But I'm like, fuck, the sun's going to blow up. What do I got to do about it?
When we learned that the moon is like moving away from the earth like 10 centimeters at a time.
So we'll have no moon.
Nah, people just be living on Mars like Elon wants.
Elon Chan. You know, everyone is like, oh, Elon and Bezos.
I heard him and Grimes split up.
Yeah, they did. Rip. Love is dead.
What's going to happen to his math equation, kid?
It gets two Christmases? I don't know.
Somebody said, does he just get divided by two?
King Solomon split the kid in half.
Yeah.
The point I was going to make about space travel is Newt Gingrich did it first.
Who?
He was a politician, Newt Gingrich. Mm-mm. Oh. He wanted to send old people to space.
To die?
No, to like colonize. It would be like, just be like old people in a retirement home.
They're very fucking able-bodied.
Right. Imagine sending fucking grandma on like Apollo 20.
Dude, those astronauts go up like fucking athletes.
Like... Yeah.
So how many people swallow their dentures on the way up?
Or like, you know how like when G-force happens, your skin gets pulled back? You're fucking wrinkly.
I feel young.
Yeah, right? It's fucking free Botox. You're just hitting fucking Mach 20. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some freaky deaky shit. So Newt Gingrich did it first. Put that on a t-shirt.
Imagine how would the spacesuits work, like grandpa balls, like they're just down by your knees.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do you have to like just stuff them in like a little bag and pull them back up?
That's for NASA engineers to find out. We've spent 10 years in R&D on how to combat grandpa ball sack.
How do we integrate a catheter into the space? I'm done. I think we should just wrap it up there.
Thank you, folks. It doesn't get any better than this. Yeah.
Another podcast brought to you by GBD.
Make sure to fucking tell your fucking friends about us.
I can't end it. Wrong one. Oh, hell yeah. With the boys. I totally forgot to do the intro earlier. Yeah, we get a full intro.
Where'd you find this? What's better than this? Guys being disruptive.
Come get your digital down.
Guys being
dudes. Couple of dudes being guys.
Couple of guys being dudes.
Guys, man.
three.
Anyways. We'll see you guys next time.
On Guys Being Dudes.